of what I had to learn was how to really just be present and soak it in and like not have fear run the show, because all of these beautiful things were happening and unfolding before me. And there was this like little voice that was trying to sabotage and be like, well, but you're still not making X amount a month, or like, well, you're still not successful. And it was like, okay, shush back there. Like, we're learning all the things. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so interesting, because I just noticed the brain, and now I can be so aware of like what the voice is saying. But I think it's so easy to just be like, okay, well, I have this, this, and this, but I don't have this.
Yeah, you have like a pile of really good things, and then this like tiny thing, which is not great or perfect, and you're like, oh, and your focus goes
yes.
to the little shit.
Yes, and that's been such a mindfulness practice of me. Even being here, it's like, when I teach yoga, people are like, oh my goodness, you teach here? This is absolutely incredible. And I have to remind the brain, like, yeah, wow, this is amazing. Like, all of the little worries and stresses that I have, like, those don't actually matter. Like, look at the abundance that's right in front of me. So, yeah, I think there's always fear. Even when life is going absolutely incredible, it's how do you manage the fear? How do you make friends with the fear so it doesn't run the show?
Yeah.
And
it's a daily practice.
It's always a practice.
Yeah.
Always, always a practice.